Hey, church family, I'm here today with Pastor Paul and his wife, Anna. They are serving in the Arapaho Road and Spanish ministry that we've just started over the last month. And Pastor Paul, Anna, thank you for being here today. Tell us, how have things been going over the last month since you've been meeting here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Arapaho Road Church because allowed us to be here. And things have been running really great. You've been so good to us, and we want to thank you because we are expecting a bunch of people. And I think this is going to be a great opportunity to reach all the people in this community.
Oh, that's great. We know just by some of the data in our area that 38% of people in our community speak Spanish. And you talk about reaching people, the Hispanic population. You've been reaching some people for Christ. Tell us about how God's been at work in just recent days here in your ministry.
Well, since last month, we led 12 people to the Lord. And we're working to establish that people. This way they can keep following the Jesus Christ.
That's wonderful. So 12 people have come to know Christ. We'll work together to find a time where you can baptize those individuals when you're ready. And we'll just look forward to celebrating that with you. Tell us, how can we as a church be praying as you continue to reach people in this community? What ways can we specifically be praying for you?
Well, we have a big need right now. I have my full-time job, and I really want to serve the Lord full-time. And just pray for us, this way I can be full-time in the ministry. This way we can accomplish what the Lord has for us.
That's great. Pastor Paul, thank you so much for with us
Pastor
today.
David.
Anna, thank you so much. Would you mind, Anna, would you just pray for both of our churches? And would you mind praying in Spanish for us? I'd love to just hear a language that I don't normally speak, but that God knows. Would you pray for us?
Sure.
Great. Let's pray together, church family.
Gracias, Señor Jesús, porque tú eres bueno. Gracias por tu maravilloso amor, por tu preciosa salvación que nadie puede alcanzar sino solamente a través de ti. Gracias, Señor Jesús, por la iglesia Arapaho Baptist. Bendícele, Señor, y gracias porque tú has puesto en sus corazones ese amor para poder compartir con nosotros estas instalaciones. Bendíceles grandemente y, Señor, te pedimos que también tú traigas esa bendición a cada uno de nosotros, tus hijos, que queremos servirte. Gracias, Padre, por abrir tu cielo sobre nosotros. A tu nombre sea toda la gloria, en el nombre precioso de Jesús. Amén.
Amen. Thanks so much.
Man, would you help me just to thank the Lord for how he's at work already. And it's just, it's so exciting to see how God is at work in our church, through our church, around our community, and just how He's leading people here to partner with us and helping us to work together to lead others to the Lord. I'm so excited about our Arapaho Road in Spanish that meets every Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. in our student ministry building. God is doing a great work there. I don't know if you caught that or not, but 38% of our community is Spanish speaking, and we're excited that God's put us right here in the middle of so many who speak Spanish, and just the way that we're having an opportunity to partner with Paul and with Anna. If you're not familiar with them, they actually are pastor. He's a pastor of a church in Cleburne, has been there 11 years, and is driving up every afternoon because one of the folks who's been a part of that that church working Cleburne lives in the Plano Garland area. And he said, hey, if you'll come up here, I've got a lot of friends that need to know Christ. And so he's just faithfully been driving up every afternoon and just said, we've outgrown the apartment that we've been meeting in. And would any churches in the area be up for doing some great kingdom work? I said, yes, we're on board with that. And he just said, you're the only church that called us back. The only church. And so, man, as long as God keeps laying gifts in our lap to partner for kingdom opportunities, we're going to be on board with that. Or I sure am. And that just is just, Lord, how can we be a part of what you're doing? How can we be a part of what you're doing in our community? Help me to welcome Pastor Chuyen Tran He is. Pastor Chuyen, you've just been such a blessing to serve with, my friend. It's been a privilege to get to know you and your sweet family and just the wonderful, wonderful people in your congregation. And I know God's certainly been at work in your life, in your family, in your church. And just give us an update on what's been going on so we can know how to pray for you in the days to come.
All right. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I have a 2-hour sermon. No, just kidding. All I can say is God is faithful, and we're very grateful. About 15 months ago, my wife and I were sitting in Pastor David's office talking with Pastor David, Pastor Phil, and Pastor Brian. And at the time, our church, we're just coming out of some very difficult challenges. And we were looking for a new place to worship, to continue to do ministries, and also to... continue to look for our home. And so since then, we baptized 26 people, added one this morning. We have multiple people. We have multiple people in various stages of exploration of the gospel. And we continue to do ministries with the local people here, also the staff. We worked alongside with Arapaho Road deacons, ladies, and also do community services, participate in mission, local mission, and also overseas mission. Last year, we had 3 people going to Vietnam and Cambodia to work alongside with the International Mission Board missionaries over there to do mission work. And as right now, as I'm speaking, the 2 people from our church who are in Vietnam right now and getting ready to go to Cambodia in a few days to work with the missionaries over there to reach out to the least of these people and to help them in one of the most challenging mission fields in the world, and that's in Southeast Asia. So during that time that we are here, we learned so much from you all. We learned so much from the pastors and the elders' vision and leadership, the dedication of the staff, the wonderful heart of the local congregation helping us and reaching out to us and all of that. So during that time, we also were able to find a place to go home. We hope to move in the next month or two after we finish with the renovation. But also, we know that when we leave this place, we're going to leave this place with a very heavy heart because you are such good friends to us. And so when I was thinking about what I should say this morning, I was thinking the only thing we can say is that we're just so grateful to God for his faithfulness and so grateful to his people, Arapaho Road Baptist Church people. And then I thought, what can we do to return the favor? And then I thought about a movie, Pay It Forward. So I said, maybe the best thing that we can do is to be grateful to the Arapaho Road, but also to be ready to help other people as we have opportunities as well. So from the bottom of our heart, we're very grateful for what you all did for the pastors and the elders and the congregation and the staff and the leaders, the deacons. One of the thing that we learned so much is we learned that deacons are supposed to serve and set a good example for all of us, which you guys just a perfect example for all of that. So may God bless you abundantly and repay you thousandfold for your kindness and wonderful heart. And we just would like to continue to partner with you all in local ministries and local missions and overseas missions. And we hope you will say yes to that.
Absolutely.
But once again, thank you so much, and God bless you all.
Oh, thank you so much, Chuyen. Bless you. Chuyen, it is a privilege to call you friend, and I think I've learned more than anybody just about how to partner together and try to reach people in our community. Church family, would you just join me? I just want to pray a prayer of blessing and just long, long partnership over our friends from the Vietnamese congregation. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we love you, and we certainly love our neighbors from the Vietnamese congregation. Thank you that you've called them to be friends with us. Lord, you've been teaching us that there is no mine. It's all about share. And everything that we have at our fingertips is because it comes from you, and you want us to share with our friends and share with our neighbors and share with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and Lord, to reach people in this community and around the world with the gospel. I thank you so much for these new friends. I look forward to seeing how you're going to continue to use them to reach this community as they prepare to move into their new church facilities in our area. And Lord, how we might be able to continue partnering together to grow stronger in the Lord, to grow stronger in our friendship, to grow stronger in our partnerships, and Lord, ultimately to make you famous in this community and around the world. We love you, and we love Pastor Chuyen and all those that he is pastoring and those that he will pastor. Lord, it's been a privilege over this past year to serve alongside them, and it will be in the days to come. Would you bless them in a powerful, powerful way? In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share some stories with you this morning. David Largent, would you come for just a moment? David Largent and his bride Jay are dear friends. They've many of you know the Largents. They've been here a long time. And David, you and I were talking the other day about one of the ways that God's just been at work in a pretty powerful way. And would you just share a little bit of the first part of the story, and then I'll kind of okay. pick it up and share how God's used some rails of relationships.
A few years ago, I retired as an insurance agent and decided to get into retail business, so I went to work for Lowe's. And in the department I worked in, I met a lady, and her name was Essie Lugo. And we worked together every day, and you know, as you work with people, you talk about all kinds of things, and I found out that she was a Christian, but she didn't really belong to a church. And so time went by, weeks went by, and I would invite her to come to church, and, she says she will, and then she doesn't come, but, you know, I keep inviting her. But anyway, she started coming and ended up joining the church. And
yeah,
you want to take it from there?
I'll take it from there. Yeah, I had the privilege of baptizing Essie, I believe it was on an Easter Sunday a couple of years ago, and just developed a friendship with her, and it kept going back to this friendship that she had with David, and met him at Lowe's, and they would have good conversations about who Jesus is and what he's been doing in their lives and what he's been doing in our church, and so we just continued this three-way friendship. And then when we started the Pastor's Coffee back on Super Bowl Sunday, every Sunday people come back to just say hello to me. They'll come back with different prayer requests. And a few weeks ago, a lady named Rita Moreno was visiting. And Rita and her sister were here, and they were one of the Essie's neighbors. They live not too far away, and so these sisters came back and said, "Would you come and pray for my brother? My brother is very, very sick. He and his wife live in the area. They've been coming to Arapahoe Road," and I said, "Sure." So I dropped Jack and Lucy off at Awana one afternoon, and made a phone call, and Elsa answered the phone. Elsa is the sister-in-law of Rita, the lady that came and talked to me. And I said, "Would it be okay for me to come over and pray with your husband, Luis?" And she said, "Yes." And so Luis was on hospice care. I just had a few weeks to live. And so I came over and had the opportunity to share the gospel with Luis. Luis prayed to receive Christ in his back room, and I said, "Would it be okay if I shared this with your family?" And he said, "Yes." Just shook his head, "Yes." And so I went and shared with his wife, Elsa, and then his sisters, Rita, and some other sisters and nieces and kids that were there. And it was just such a powerful moment. And as we were talking, I said, "What's the relationship here? How did we get connected here?" And she said, well, our next door neighbor is Essie Lugo. And I said, okay, Essie. And I said, well, Rita, how are, you don't live here. She said, yeah, I just flew up to see my brother. My sister and I flew up this weekend because we don't know how much longer he has. And I was so burdened this morning for my brother when you were sharing the gospel that I just wanted to do something and wondered if you might come over and just share the gospel with him, just pray with him. And I said, absolutely. And so a sister flies up and comes to church and is praying for her brother. And through that, have the opportunity just to go and to share Christ with her brother. He trusts Christ. And last week, he passed away. And they buried him in Brownsville. And I just thought, man, isn't God good the way he just works through the relationships of somebody coming out of retirement, working over at Lowe's, and having a conversation with a next-door neighbor that had a conversation with a neighbor, and a sister came up and came and had a cup of coffee with me, and before we know it, our brother's trusting Christ, and our brother is in heaven today because of that.
Never have a clue.
Never had a clue. When you went to work that day, you had no idea that God would use you to have a conversation that would be a link in the chain to help somebody come to faith in Christ.
Right.
David, thanks just for being available. I appreciate you, my friend. So much. Thanks so much, David. I love you, buddy. I'm so proud of my son, Jack. I'm proud of my daughter, Lucy, but today's about Jack. Let me tell you one of the things I'm excited about, Jack. Jack has been praying for one of his friends, actually a couple of his friends, he found out they're going to be moving, and he's been so burdened that they know who Jesus is. And so we've been talking about that, haven't we, buddy? And man, we've been praying, and can I tell you, my son Jack shared his faith with his friend last week, and Jack, you have no idea how God may use that moment in your friend's life. I'm proud of you, buddy. If you can do it, we all can do it and all should do it, and you never know how God's going to use that conversation in your friend's life. I love you and I'm proud of you. Very proud of you, Jack. Last week, if you were here, we talked about friends and having friends in our lives and how the friends in our lives influence our life, and I invited all of the kids who were here to draw me pictures. And man, I got some great pictures. I asked you to draw me pictures of your friends and write their name down so that I could pray for them this week. And we've been praying. We prayed for them again this morning. Our staff prayed for them at staff meeting. I got some wonderful pictures of your friends and some of the activities that you were doing with your friends. And I'll tell you, it's been so great praying for your friends this week. And when we were around our staff meeting praying as a staff for your friends, a couple of people actually wrote their names in, and then they circled several of their friends, and you know what some of them wrote on top of it? Dialed in. And then there was one on here that they wrote dialed out. We prayed especially for that one. But if you weren't here last week, we talked about how we've got to dial some of our friends into our lives more who are good influences, wise influences, and how there may need to be some friends that aren't really wise, that are kind of foolish, that we may need to dial out. Well, man, there was a couple of kids in here that were listening, and I'm proud of you for listening. Mom and Dad, thank you for helping your kids understand faith. And we've been talking about how our faith, it really does start at home. We've had about 40 or so people buy this little book, Faith, It Starts at Home. And this is the Pastor's Book Club book of the month, and we're going to read this. We've been reading this individually, and we'll gather together and just discuss it because so many of you have purchased this book. We've changed our time. Usually we meet the first Wednesday of every month at 7 a.m., and some of you are going, I'm never coming because it's at 7 a.m., so we moved it back 1 week into the summer, and we're going to actually meet on June the 11th at 6:30 p.m. And if you'd like to be a part of that conversation, I'm going to facilitate that evening conversation about this book, about faith starting at home. And we're going to meet over in the student ministry building. I encourage you to be a part of that. It's a quick read, but it is a great, great read. And there's still time for you to pick those little books up for $10. They're purchased. You can purchase them right outside this morning. So thrilled just to hear some of the stories. And I want to hear more stories from moms and dads. What's been working as you've been talking about faith at home with your kids? What kind of questions have they been asking? Are they starting to get curious in some different ways? Are you beginning to pray with your kids differently? And share those stories with me, because we want to encourage one another with how God is working in and through our lives and in and through our families. I'll tell you one more story to share with you this morning. Is just a story of God's provision. Is Susan here this morning? Susan, hey, help me to welcome Susan Davis. I want you to hear from her this morning. Susan, let me help you out. Give you a hand this morning. Susan emailed me last week, one of the most encouraging emails that I received all week long. And this is Susan Davis. Susan, tell us what's been going on for really the last 2 years.
Well, it really started 7 years ago.
7 years.
last 2 years, I've been working 7 days a week with two jobs, just trying to make ends meet. That was out of being laid off from my job at Verizon after 18 years. And that kind of started a whole financial thing. In the beginning, I thought, I have this covered. I'm good. I have savings. It's okay. And then the financial collapse of the country, and that was my financial collapse. Bankruptcy, IRS breathing down my back, pretty well three major surgeries, everything you can think of that happens. And I guess the word of hope that I wanted to share and I immediately sent to David was, I got a call out of the blue about, 6 weeks ago at this point, from a recruiter. Found my resume on Dice.com. It does work. Said, we want to talk to you. We think we have a position you might be interested in. And 2 years ago, God led me to the job that I just left Friday with a software development company. And because of that experience and my past experience with project management, I talked to the director of client solutions, and then he brought me in for a four-panel interview. And I mean, things were just going along so easy. I'm like, wow, I've just never been through this like this. And when I got out to my car from that second interview, I got a call from the recruiter, and she said, they're putting together an offer. And I said, wow, you're kidding me. I mean, it just doesn't happen like this. And she goes, I know. She said, this is just great. Well, I will tell you that they came through and talked to me about a verbal offer, and it was not what the recruiter and I had talked about. And this will seem small because it was. It was $500 less a year than what I had thought was going to come through. And I was angry. I'm going to be honest, I was angry. And I called a friend of mine on the way home, can you believe this? She submitted, it was $500 less. And he goes, hold on a minute. Why are you not saying blessings? Why are you not praising God for what's coming? And why are you not paying it forward and just say, you know what, God, just give it away. Just, it's okay, take the $500. It's $45 a month, come on. And he just snapped me back into reality. Well, if that wasn't enough, some of you know about Hadley, a 13-year-old extended niece in our family that's fighting brain cancer. And we got a call that she was being rushed back to Children's. It was pretty serious. And I just was literally getting into the shower, not to share too much. And I just broke into tears because I thought how small of me that I was so worried about $500 a year. And this 13-year-old's fighting for her life. And I just begged forgiveness from God and said, I'm so sorry. Please just pay this forward. Please protect Hadley. Please heal her. And everything else will be fine with me. After all I've gone through, it'll be okay. And so a week went by, and the recruiter called me, and it was a Thursday. I told David, she said, can you talk? And I said, yeah, I've just left my job. And she goes, I have the offer. And I said, but Nikki, you don't sound very happy. She said, Susan, I've never, ever seen a company do this. And I said, what did we do? And she goes, they have increased the offer $3,500. And I was like, what? And she goes, and not only that, they've added a 15% annual bonus, a month's vacation. I said, hold on, I got to pull over. And I pull into, yes, the Kohl's parking lot on Spring Creek. And I'm sitting there, and I said, I got to write this down. And she goes, no, I'm sending it all to you. And she said, you know, you must really be blessed. And I just broke into tears. This woman, by the way, I've never met her. And I said, you know, I truly, truly am. And I said, thank you for this. And she said, well, don't worry about writing any of it down. I'm going to send it to you on email, and, you know, you'll have everything tonight. And I said, okay. And I said, is this for real, Nikki? And she said, this is for real. She said, and I'm like, okay. So I got it that night, and I sat there in the parking lot of Kohl's department store, and I was half crying, and I was half laughing, and God and I were having a great conversation. I'm being very serious here. I mean, just, I couldn't believe the blessings, and I was thanking him, and then, you know, just all these emotions. And I look over, and there were two people walking to their cars who were looking at me like I was a crazy person. And I thought, oh, well, that's okay. I gave them a good laugh for the day. And what I really want to take this opportunity is to say thank you to my church family, because you all kept me in the fold. I could only come to Sunday school or church, and I'll be honest, more times than not, I picked to go to Sunday school with my friends. It was notes from Brian Audia. It was notes from Don Baker. It was notes from my Sunday school class and Susan Bradshaw and Debbie that said, we love you, and we are caring about you, and we miss you, and don't worry about it. Just be here when you can. And of course, my family. I mean, if it hadn't been for my family, I wouldn't have made it through. So Tuesday morning, I start the new job. Joan and I drove out yesterday. We spent the whole day together as sisters and went and looked at where the new job was and everything. It's a little ways out there. It's out in Louisville. But that's God's blessing that, you know, I'm able to get off the 7 days a week and get out of two jobs and bless it to a young lady who needed a job at Garnet Hill and now move forward with new things. So you just never know what's around the corner and where he's going to bless you.
Awesome. And I wanted you to hear Susan's story this morning, because I know there are many of you who may not be in the job that you always thought you'd be, or maybe you're looking for a job, and here's a woman who's just faithfully been coming before the Lord saying, Lord, would you do something? And it's taken a long time, but God's been teaching you things. He's been teaching you patience. He's been teaching you provision, and I just would love to... For some who may have been in a place of desperation in their job, just to see a face and go, you know, if God can do that for you, maybe he can do that for somebody else. And just want to pray for those who are really struggling in their jobs today. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for the way that you've just been at work in Susan's life. And Lord, we pray for those in our church family who are struggling for employment in their own lives, or who are in a job that maybe it's not what they always thought they'd be doing, or they're working multiple jobs with multiple shifts, and they're just trying to make it work. And Lord, just I pray that this morning that Susan's story would be an encouragement to each person of your faithfulness, of your provision. And Lord, would you just bless those who need hope today? And I pray, Lord, that hope would have a face and have a name that's standing before them. Susan could be that picture of how you've been at work in her life. Lord Jesus, you are our only hope, and every good and perfect gift comes from you. And we just say thank you this morning and pray that Susan's story would bless somebody in a powerful way, in Christ's name. Amen. Susan, thanks for sharing your story this morning. I appreciate you. Yeah, Carol Fitzgerald, would you come just for a moment? Carol stopped me in the hallway after church last week. And just shared what God's been doing in her life. I'd love her just to share for a moment. And Norm, thanks for your faithfulness, my friend. Norm serves back at our sound booth week in and week out. Chris Ort, this is Chris's last Sunday with us. He's moving his family down to Ennis. Chris, thank you for all your faithfulness. You and Gretchen are a blessing to so many of us in this church. We love you and pray God's blessings as you move. Carol, you were sharing with me what God's been doing and been teaching you about tithing. Would you just share for 60 seconds what's been going on?
I'll make it quick. This all started with a financial freedom class. Norm and I would give what we thought we could give, which wasn't 10%. So I got convicted, and we went home, and I talked to Norm, and I said, we need to give 10%. So we did. We started giving our 10%, and I don't see the pay stub because we get automatic deposits. So Norm has to tell me, you know, what our 10% is. And so when I had to write out that big first check, I about dropped because it was a big amount, and I'd never seen that big deposit, you know, a big check before. So we consistently been giving 10% since then, and it doesn't hurt anymore. it doesn't take our breath away. It doesn't shock us. And we have enough money to live on. We've even been able to buy a new car. So God's been blessing us. We continually have money to buy groceries and support ourselves. So if you're not giving your 10%, not trusting God to do his job, you need to start, because it works.
Wow. Thanks, Carol. I appreciate you sharing so much.